Welcome to the Far Side of Leadership podcast, where you can have fun. And if you're lucky, learn something about leadership. And now, Terry Farr, your host.
Welcome back to the Far Side of Leadership. In this episode, we're going to talk about purpose and priorities. I mentioned this in one of my other episodes, I'm pretty sure. I know that I've said this many times, but I went to a funeral years and, oh man, it must have been, I don't know, 40 years ago. I don't remember whose funeral it was. But, and I don't want this to come out wrong, but I love going to a funeral for many reasons. But one of the reasons that I like going to a funeral is to get the message. There's always a message. If you'll pay close attention, you'll get a message from, hey, it may be a family member, it may be the preacher, but there's always a good message at a funeral. And the message that I got that day was, are you ready and are you prepared? And I went, oh, man, that's two questions. And there's a couple ways of looking at that. Are you ready? To me, what that meant was, are you ready to go to heaven? And then the other was, are you prepared? Now, being prepared might be, are you prepared to go to heaven? Or are you prepared to leave your family behind? What kind of shape are you going to leave them in? Do they know everything? Now, again, the discussion today is about purpose and priorities, but basically, think about it. What's your purpose and what are your priorities? Now, that's two questions, but like, you know, are you prepared? Are you ready and are you prepared? That's two questions also, but they sort of intermingle, maybe would be the right word. They go hand in hand. But I've been thinking about this quite a bit lately. And think about it. What is your purpose? Now, you may go, well, to get up in the morning and go to work. That's my purpose. Or you might think, well, at my job, my purpose is to perform this function so that I get paid every other Friday. Okay? Well, that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, what your duties and responsibilities at work. Now, there may be a purpose. Well, there probably is. There's a reason why if you've got a job, there's a reason why you're in that place of employment, in my opinion. There's a higher, if you will, higher purpose in you being there. And have you figured that out? Because I think sometimes we just sort of, again, get up same time every day, go, you know, do your normal routine and leave within 5 minutes of what time you normally leave so that you can get to work within 5 minutes of being late, maybe, okay? Especially if you punch a clock, you don't want to be late, you want to get paid. But what is your true purpose in being there at work? It may be to encourage somebody. It may be to find somebody to take your position when you leave, because you may be leaving before others. But what is your purpose? So think about that. What's your purpose at work? Sure. But what is your personal purpose in being on this planet Earth? There is a purpose. And I just want you to really think about this. The purpose of me doing a podcast is not to hear myself talk. In fact, I haven't done it. I'll apologize, and you may go, you don't have to apologize, and I don't. I haven't done a podcast episode in weeks. And quite honestly, the one that I did the last time that I did it, I did not like it at all, and I almost didn't put it out. And the reason that I didn't like it, just to go ahead and tell you, I like chasing squirrels. The reason I didn't like it is I experimented. Have you used AI? Well, I plugged in some information to ChatGPT, and quite honestly, I liked the information. And I liked it so well that I read it. And I've said this in multiple episodes. Yeah, I don't have any notes right now, and I don't like to read stuff out loud just because it sounds canned. So my last episode, I read that thing, and it sounded like I read it. Maybe it goes back. Maybe I'll drill down to maybe elementary school. You know, when the teacher would call and say, Mickey, would you read this? Well, Mickey didn't necessarily. Mickey was like Terry and Charlie. We didn't necessarily like reading out loud. So it's like when they'd say, would somebody read? And you're looking at your feet. Sort of like, well, anyway. So I'll probably forget where I was now, but... So, I haven't done an episode lately, but I've been thinking a lot. But the purpose of me doing, one of the purposes, if not the purpose, of me doing a podcast is to make us think. So, I like to ask a lot of questions. And the reason that I like to ask a lot of questions is, I'd like to know what you think. Now, I may ask you a question and you think 1 + 1 = 2, and I may go, well, maybe, maybe not. So there's nothing wrong with disagreeing with others about what they think, okay? Now, if you get obnoxious, yes, there's something wrong with that. There's a great book, I've probably mentioned this before, 5 Dysfunctions of a Team. And one dysfunction is lack of conflict. Lack of conflict. Not conflict, but the lack of conflict. So if you're at some kind of board meeting and there's 5, 7, 15 of you in that room, hopefully you don't necessarily all think the exact same way. One of you may go, well, I understand, but I sort of disagree. And then once everybody listens to it, they may go, oh, well, yeah, this needs tweaking, if you will. But again, to get back to the purpose, what's your purpose? Purpose of me asking you what your purpose is so that once you get through listening to this, you're going to go, That's a good question. I haven't really thought enough about that. Now, your purpose may be, back in 2020, when I went through some cancer treatments, and I am cancer-free, but I went through some cancer treatments, my wife basically took off work and then ended up retiring at a great time. It was when I needed her to be my caregiver, if you would. Now, my treatments, chemo and radiation, quite honestly, didn't knock me down. I was working every day. I had a job. I didn't quit going to work, except the days I did chemo. That was an all-day event. But where I needed the help from my caregiver, my wife, that was her purpose at that time, was she stayed on me to eat. Because when you lose your taste buds, trust me, you don't want to eat anything, you know. I mean, just nothing tastes good. And we knew that if I wasn't careful, I was going to lose too much weight. Now, granted, I lost weight, but I had, once I knew I had tongue cancer and I would lose my taste buds, I immediately gained 18 pounds because I ended up losing 30 pounds. But again, back to my wife's purpose, man, her sole purpose at that time, although she never talked about it, and she was my caregiver, she was, man, she was counting calories. She would, at the end of the day, you've only done 2,000, you got 2,000 more to go or something like that. And it's like, oh, man. But if she hadn't done that, stayed on my ass, no telling how much weight I'd lost. So again, so what's your purpose? Is your purpose to be the provider of your home? If you're a man and you're married, that's one of your purposes, guys. You're the provider. Now, some people may not like me saying that, but hey, that's my opinion and I'm sticking to it. You're the provider. Now, sometimes that's pretty tough, and I guess at a point in life, those roles could change if your health goes into the tank and your wife has to take over. But basically, we guys are providers. And if you're a husband, father, you know, you've got responsibilities. But I want you to think real hard about your purpose. And the good news and the bad news is your purpose can change. Your purpose may be to do this today. Something changes and your purpose changes. Now, I believe in the power of prayer, and I'm going to go ahead and recommend to you that you pray about this, but be careful. be careful when you pray, because you might get the answer and it might not be the one you were looking for. And if you recognize it as the answer, then what you going to do about it? You know, so sometimes if you might pray for your purpose and next thing you know, you lose your job. You go, whoa, what's that about? Well, something's coming behind it, trust me. So again, I'm not going to drill down too much more on the purpose, but I want you to really think about every day, what's your purpose? Now, let's talk about priorities. Again, they can go hand in hand. I won't spend much time on this. But what's your priorities? Well, I've always, I won't say always, not always. For the most part, for a long, long time, I've been taking care of my health. I remember back, I think it was 1987, I looked in the mirror and I didn't like what I saw. And I was heavy. I was overweight. I was obese, according to the definition. And I again, when I took my shirt off and I looked in the mirror and I went, oh my gosh. I mean, it just happened overnight. Not really, but it seemed like it happened overnight. And I said, man, you got to get a handle on this. And I did, and I lost 25, 30 pounds, something like that. Now, when I lost it, there was a drastic change, you know, because I lost it quick, and I didn't do it right, and I'm not going to get into details. I didn't really do it right because I didn't do any resistance training, and so there's a proper way, I think, of losing weight, but you can check out somebody's videos on that, or maybe I'll give lessons on it one day. But one of my major priorities has been to take care of my health. I quit drinking, smoking, just quit drinking soda pops and just really tried to improve. And you know what I'm doing every day? Every day I'm trying to improve. I'm listening to podcast every day. I probably drive some of my friends crazy because they share some of these podcasts. And if you need me to share some good podcasts, be sure to let me know. But I listen to a lot of podcasts, and the reason I do is for the education. I've probably mentioned this too. I wasn't really a good student in school. I don't know what it was about it, but it probably, if I'd have studied, it would have helped a little bit. But now, so I'm studying now. And man, I watched a movie the other night. This will be an unpaid advertisement for a movie called Dark Waters. It's on Netflix. It's a true story, and I'm just telling you, you need to watch it. You need to watch it. We need to be careful of what we're putting in our bodies, because I'm telling you what we're putting in our bodies is, I don't know what percentage, but it's a high percentage of what we're putting in our bodies that we're eating and drinking, let's just say, is not good for us. So we need to educate ourselves. So one of my major priorities is taking care of my health. Now, that, again, drills down into taking care of my family, taking care of this or that. Because if I'm not healthy, I can't put that garden in. Okay? Well, I put the garden in so that I can get healthy vegetables. So it sort of works hand in hand. So what are your priorities? I mean, I keep on shifting and making shifts. I'm probably different from most guys. I love going to the doctor. I mean, I got a boatload of doctors now that I'm a little bit older than I used to be. So I got a lot of doctors, a lot of specialists and whatever, but I like going to see them because they're either going to do one of two things. One, they're going to tell me, hey, let's just say cholesterol, although that's not a good example because it's not true. Your cholesterol's high. Well, they may from there go, well, here, take these statin drugs. Now, why is my cholesterol high? Again, mine is not high, so I'm not speaking that. But why is your cholesterol high? Is your cholesterol high? And chances are, if your cholesterol's high, your doctor's got you on statin drugs. Is that right? How many of y'all taking statin drugs? I'm sorry. I don't mean to get off on statin drugs, but I'm just going to say this. Have they tried to figure out why your cholesterol's high before they put you on the drugs? So I like going to the doctor because if there's a problem, I want to know about it. Then on the other hand, if they say, hey, it's all good, I want to do that. I may have mentioned this before. I told my primary doctor one time, I said, you know, I don't have a cardiologist. I think I want to get me one of those. And she laughed and said, why do you want a cardiologist? And I said, well, my dad died at 56 of a heart attack. She said, well, that's a pretty good reason. So I got a cardiologist, went through all these tests and jogging on a treadmill and monitors, EKGs and all kinds of checkups and whatever. And went back for the follow-up. And he said, how old are you? And I told him, he said, well, you just keep on doing what you're doing. And this, I've never heard a doctor tell me this before. But he said, if you need me, call me. And I went, wow, I hope I don't ever come back and see this guy. I figured at least he'd make me come back and do my blood pressure so he can make some money. But I just go show he's a pretty good doctor and he's probably pretty busy and no use in wasting his time, you know. But I focus on taking care of myself. One of the things that I've really focused on, in fact, I put out a copy of a post that I got this morning, and it's about sleep. Sleep is a major priority of mine right now. I did a sleep study and found out that I had sleep apnea, and I said, okay. So got the CPAP, you know, machine thing, wore this mask, and, you know, I know. If a lot of y'all probably listening have a CPAP and, you know, you don't even know where it is because you don't wear the mask anymore. You still got the problem. You ain't fixed the problem. Get that CPAP out. Put that mask on. Go get a new mask or nasal thing or whatever works for you so you'll wear it. I wear a full mask. I think that's what they call it, full mask. Now, it doesn't cover my whole face, but it covers my nose and my mouth. And I'm telling you what, again, at my age, being a guy, I was getting up 3 to 5 times a night to go to the bathroom. And I couldn't figure out if I was waking up because I had to go to the bathroom or had to go to the bathroom because I was waking up. You know how many times I get up during the night now? Once. I mean, once. And I'm getting those first 3 hours of sleep are so crucial. And I'm telling you what, when I wake up that one time, I could get up, but I'm not. I'm getting at least 7 hours sleep. And it's recommended, guys, we get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. How you doing there? That's a priority. That's a top priority. Do you snore? Hey, you know, sort of like smoking. Once I quit smoking, I try to convince the world to quit smoking, dipping, chewing, especially once I get tongue cancer. That was my goal in life, get all my buddies to quit. Thank God I've gotten several, well, I won't say I have. Thank God several of my friends have quit smoking and dipping. They gonna live longer. Hey, they can thank me later, but they can thank themselves because it became finally a priority for them. Anyways, what are your priorities? Is your priority to get closer to Jesus? Now, oh my gosh, we're talking religion. Well, you know, do you want to go to heaven or do you, you know, we won't get too deep into that, but that should, you might want to consider that being a priority, okay? You know, your family, are they a priority? Are you taking care of your priorities? Are you taking care of your family when they need help? Okay? Anyway, I've talked a whole lot longer than I would have ever thought I would have about this, but again, I want you to think. I want you to think hard about what your purpose and have you got your priorities in order? I don't have any kids at home. But you, Daddy, you know, are you getting up early in the morning and going to work and then coming home and in a bad mood and kicking the dog? I don't mean that physically, but, you know, murmuring when you get home, asking the wife, what's for dinner? When are we eating? And then, you know, you're not talking and you're not, you know, paying attention and little Johnny's trying to tell you about the bully that beat up on him and you ain't paying attention. Or either you, since you're not paying attention, you're giving him bad advice and the wife's like, man, he's here physically, but that's it. Maybe we need to focus on being where we're present. Thanks, Greg, for telling me that one. Be where your feet are. Be present. Man, I've gotten pretty bad about not reading all my personal emails. And the reason being is when I scroll through there, I'm going, man, it's nothing but advertisement. You know, you sign up, you buy a shirt from someplace and they give you a special as long as you sign up for get emails. Man, last night or this morning, I was unsubscribing to stuff. I'm trying to clean out my emails that I'm getting. I've listened again to a lot of podcasts, so I'm trying to gain more time so that I can focus more time on my priorities. So you're either going to say yes to something or no to something. And when you say yes to something, when they ask you to do something that's going to take your time, you're saying no to something else. So I'm just going to say this. There's nothing wrong with saying no. And you better think real hard before you say yes. And really, I'm getting a lot better at saying no. Not there yet, but I'm getting a lot better. Anyway, think about this. Sorry it took a little bit longer than normal, but since I hadn't done a podcast in a few weeks, this will take up that slack, maybe, if you will. What's your purpose? and what are your priorities? Make it a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Far Side of Leadership podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't miss another episode. Subscribe today. Feel free to share with anyone you think may enjoy the podcast. For more information, visit terryfarr.com.